Now to the city of San Pedro Sula in Honduras. That's where that caravan of thousands of migrants heading to the U.S. border began. Most of the migrants say they're fleeing violence and poverty. And as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, many people still in Honduras are closely following the caravan's fate.
Radio and TV news are glued to the migrants' journey.
La extensa caravana de migrantes que se encuentra en México y busca llegar a Estados Unidos se puso nuevamente en marcha.
Reporting every stop and start as the thousands continue their march north to the U.S. border. It's a massive exodus, says Ismael Moreno, a Jesuit priest in the northwestern town of Progreso. He says the flight of thousands out of Honduras shouldn't be a shock to anyone.
El fenómeno de la caravana es como una olla de presión que explotó.
This caravan phenomenon is like a pressure cooker that exploded, says Moreno, who's better known as Padre Melo on his nightly radio program.
America Libre.
Padre Melo says people are frustrated.
Es que es un proceso de acumulación de frustraciones.
That frustration has been accumulating for years. People have no opportunities, no jobs. But they have plenty of crime and violence, he says.
En algún momento, y ya estamos en ese momento, tenía que explotar.
At some point, the pot had to boil over. We're at that moment right now, he says. Miriam Calderon, who is waiting outside the radio station, has a son currently with the caravan in southern Mexico. She breaks down while talking about why her 18-year-old son, Anderson, left. She says back in June, gang members took a liking to his girlfriend and threatened to kill him. He wanted to flee then, but I wouldn't let him go, she says. But when he couldn't find any steady work and word of the caravan spread, he insisted on leaving, she says. He wanted to help us out with sending money home. Money sent from Hondurans abroad accounts for as much as a fifth of the economic output for the country, Latin America's poorest after Haiti. President Trump has said he will stop the caravan from entering the U.S. and will send 5,200 troops to the southern border. He's also threatened to end all foreign aid to the region. Some in Honduras think cutting off U.S. aid wouldn't be such a bad idea. Daniel Pacheco is an evangelical pastor who lives and works in one of the most violent neighborhoods in the northern industrial city of San Pedro Sula.
Si Estados Unidos da, nosotros nunca nos damos cuenta si da o cuánto da. Nosotros no sabemos. Yeah.
He says the problem is citizens just don't know how much the U.S. gives to Honduras, where exactly the money goes, and he adds it rarely trickles down directly to them. Corruption, especially within Honduras's national police force, is notorious.
It is not very transparent, but it's not clear to me that we're handing significant amounts of cash to the government of Honduras.
Jeff Thayil is with WOLA, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank focusing on Latin America. According to its analysis, last year, Honduras received nearly $200 million in aid from the U.S. About a third of those funds now go to security, justice, and violence prevention.
Cutting that aid is likely to continue or increase insecurity, continue or increase all of the kinds of things that are driving people to leave in the first place. So it just doesn't make any sense.
If it were up to Padre Melo of Radio Progreso, he says the U.S. should pull all of its aid.
Para que nosotros, los hondureños, nos veamos en la obligación de buscar nuestras propias respuestas.
Without the money, we Hondurans, who rely too much on the U.S. anyway, would be forced to solve our own problems. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, San Pedro Sula, Honduras.